A triple header. It's Vayeshev, it is Chanukah, and it is Shabbos Mevarchim Chodesh Teves. We always have the Shabbos, that's Mevarchim Teves, in the middle of Chanukah. Chanukah is the yomtiv that goes into the month of Teves. Teves is a very difficult month. Teves is the month that the Zohar says is under the power of Esav. There are 3 months today that are still under the power of Esav. Originally there were six. Half was supposed to go to Yaakov, and half of all the months to Esav. Yaakov was supposed to have Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, and Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, and Esav the rest. Chodesh Adar was given to us in the time of Purim. It was Nepach. It was turned around, because Adar also was under the power of Esav. That's why Haman was happy when the Goyel fell out in Adar. Elul was also turned around. The Zohar says Yaakov took Elul away from Esav. Half of Av, from Hamisha Asav Av, is already under the power of Yaakov, and so is half of Shvat. So what's still under the power of Esav until Mashiach comes is Tammuz and half of Shvat, and Teves and half of Shvat, and Tammuz and half of Av. What Teves is in the winter, Tammuz is in the summer. They're both the fourth month, one from Nisan, one from Tishrei. Both have fast days. One is difficult weather in the cold, one is difficult weather in the heat. So Teves until Tu B'Shvat is a very difficult time period, where the nights are long, which night symbolizes Midas Hadin. But we have the power of Chanukah to illuminate it, because the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which begins in the latter half of Kislev, enters Teves. So Teves begins at least with the light of Chanukah. That illuminates the Teves. But Teves is a difficult month, being that it has in it Asara B'Teves, and the other sad events that occurred in Teves, including the fact that the Torah was translated into Greek, the death of Ezra, which ended the glorious period of prophecy, and of course the fact that Yerushalayim was sieged on by Nebuchadnezzar, which is Asara B'Teves, and also the Tekufa, Nittel, the birth of Christianity, the birth of Osei HaIsh, which happened in the month of Teves as well. Chanukah is the anecdote for this. Chanukah is the remedy before the wound. Chanukah is the Refuah Kodem HaMakah. Chanukah begins on the 25th of Kislev, to counter their holiday, which starts on the 25th of December. Chanukah happened before Osei HaIsh was born. Chanukah is the Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, the real Mashiach. They claim that they have it, but that was the Klipa of Nazareth, of Christianity. Nebuchadnezzar surrounds Yerushalayim with a wall to try to prevent the light of Yerushalayim from going out, from penetrating, from illuminating the outside world. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where we light the menorah by the outside, by the doorway, to illuminate the outside world. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where Yerushalayim was allowed to affect the outside world. The Greeks were defeated. The breaches that they made in the wall around Yerushalayim were fenced. And the Yom Tov of Chanukah is a tikkun for that which occurred on Asara B'Teves. In the Teves, the Torah was translated into Greek to contaminate the Torah, to bring Lashon Yevonis, the Tumah, Klipas Yavan, into the Torah. Chanukah, the opposite occurs, where Torah goes into the outside world. The Torah affects the foreign languages. As we mentioned, that the Gemara says, Mai Chanukah, and it says it, B'Lashon Laz. Yoimid Chanukah Tamanya Inu. It doesn't say it in Lashon HaKodesh, it says it in Lashon Arami. Chanukah affects the outside languages of the outside world, the Shivim Lashonis. They wanted that the Lashonis should contaminate the Torah. Chanukah does the opposite. In Teves, we lost Ezra HaSofer, and the Nevuah, the period of Nevuah ended. Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which we experience a Ha'ora of the Or HaGonis, which is the Shirish of Nevuah. The root of prophecy is in the Or HaGonis that was put away in the beginning of creation, which is revealed on Chanukah. That's why we read Chanukah time about Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef is Chanukah, his life. And he stands for Chanukah. When Yosef is born, Yaakov is not afraid anymore of Esav. Yosef is Sitnoi Shel Esav. Yosef is able to fight Esav. Chanukah is able to go into the month of Teves, which is the month of Esav. But we know that the months of the year correspond to the Shvatim. And every month is another shape. The Teves, which is the Chodesh HaAsiri, Hu Chodesh Teves, as the Pasuk says in the Megillah, the 10th month, corresponds to the 10th Shevet. The 10th Shevet was Don. The Nasi Asiri. Don was the 10th in the order of the way they traveled in the desert. Dan is the lowest of all the Shvatim. Rashi tells us that the Mishkan was built by Bezalel and by Oholiab of Shevet Dan. Bezalel from the greatest of the Shvatim, Yehuda, from one of the greatest of the Shvatim, and Oholiab is from Dan, who's Min HaYerudin Sheber Shvatim, from the lowest of the Shvatim. We find that the Danites, Shevet Dan, they were always the sinners of Klal Yisrael. When the Pasuk tells us concerning the Melchama of Amalek, V'ata Oyev V'yogeya, the Pasuk tells, V'hoya Baniach Hashem Alekecha L'chamei Kol Oyevecha Misaviv Timcha Zecher Amalek Mitachas Hashemayim Lo Tishkach. The Torah tells us that it's for the Nechshalim. Amalek started up with the Nechshalim, the weak ones, the Nechshalim, the ones that were out of the cloud, the latecomers. And the Targum Yonason over there says that those were the Shevet Dan. The Danites, they were the idol worshippers and the lowest of the of Klal Yisrael. They were the Yerudin, the Pchusim, the lowest Neshamas. For them, Moshe commanded that Yehoshua should go out and battle and bring them in. That even for them there should be a Tikkun. Which is one of the reasons we read this on Purim, because Purim is also one of the Yom Tovim in which there's rectification, there's tikkun, even for the lowest neshamas. Chanukah goes lower than Purim. Chanukah, as we mentioned, is on the left side. The left side is the side of Esav. Chanukah enters the month of Teves, the month of Dan. Chanukah affects the neshamas of Dan, the nechshalim. The shayrish of the word nechshalim is nechshal. Nun ches shin lamed stands for lahavik nershal Chanukah. The Yontif of Chanukah, the Hadlik Neshal Chanukah, is for the Nechshalim, it's for the weak ones, for those who didn't have the capabilities to wake up Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Hashanah Rabbah. For them, we have the Chanukah. The Chanukah is the Gemar Hachsima. Zayis Chanukah is called the Gemar Hachsima Toiva, for those who didn't utilize the Tishrei properly. Rosh Hashanah is the day in which we blow the Shofar. Rosh Hashanah is the day in which we're supposed to awaken. Uru Yishenem Mishinascha. Awake. The sleepy heads are supposed to awake. But then there are those who are so sleepy that even the sound of the shofar doesn't wake them up. Like some people are so sleepy, even the alarm clock they don't hear. And so we have Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov that was given to those who are so sleepy, Bahavlei Hazman, those who are so affected by this world, they're so into the world of Esav, that even Rosh Hashanah doesn't affect them, Chanukah affects them. And that's why the Haftorah this week, Shabbos Chanukah, the first Shabbos Chanukah, this year we have two. So the first Haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah is from the Navi Zechariah, where we read about awakening. Haskol Basar Mipnei Hashem Ki Nei Oyer Mima'ayin Kodshoi. Hashem is awakening those who are sleeping, as we read in the Haftorah this week. Similar, Vayoshev HaMalach HaDoiver Bi Vayireini, he wakes me up, Ke'ish Ashe Ye'or Mishinoser, like a man that awakens from his sleep. The menorah of Chanukah has the power of awakening those who Rosh Hashanah, the shofar, could not awaken. Those are the Bnei Dan. The Bnei Dan, the lowest levels, again, just Dan symbolizes the lowest level. They don't have to be Mamash Moshev Dan. Whoever these neshamas are, and certainly our generation is the generation of Dan, Chanukah is so important and so powerful because Chanukah is for all of us, for all those who sort of give up and they feel like, how can we have a tikkun? Chanukah is a tikkun for those who couldn't make it in Tishrei, they couldn't make it Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they have a chance to do it on Chanukah. Even those who are on the wrong side, even those who are outside, even those who are affected by Esav, Chanukah elevates them. As the Sfarim translate, that which the Gemara says, P'sileis u'shmanim, she'omru chachamim, ein madlikin b'hem b'shabbos, madlikin b'hem b'chanukah. A neshama is compared to a psila, to a neir. Neir Hashem nishmas adam. Nefesh. Nefesh stands for neir psila shemen. Those neshamas, those psilas ushmanim, she'ein madlikin behen b'shabbos. That means that Shabbos has no effect on them. Madlikin behen b'chanukah. Chanukah does have an effect on them. That's how powerful Chanukah is. Chanukah is more powerful than Shabbos. Shabbos is the seventh day of the week. Chanukah is eight. Chanukah is greater than Shabbos in this respect. Chanukah is a weekday Yom Tov. Because it goes into the weekday, it goes into the choyl. Those who are affected by the chulin, by the mundane, by the choyl, by the outside world, Chanukah elevates them. And that was Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef, says the Pasuk, Behu na'ar es b'nei vilha. One of the most difficult Pasukim in Chumash to translate is this second Pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef, Ben Shvayas Reshana Hoya, Roya Sechav Batsoim, Vuhunares Bnei Vilav Bnei Zilpa. Rashi grapples with this pasuk. The Rashbam writes here that he had a long discussion with Rashi, that was his grandfather. And Rashi told him that he had more time, he would have translated this pasuk more al pi pshat. Very difficult pasuk to translate. Vuhunares Bnei Vilha, Rashi says, means that Yosef spent a lot of time with the Bnei Bilha. Who were the Bnei Bilha? Don and Naphtali. Yosef was Makarev, the Bnei Don. Lefishehoyu Echov Mevazin Oysan, his brothers belittled them. Vuhu Makarvan, he was Makarev them. Because he's Chanukah. Yosef is Chanukah. Chanukah is for the Bnei Don. Chanukah goes into Teves, which is the month of Don. Yosef, which is Hoysof, Yosef is Chanukah. Yosef is the Lehova, but Vahoya Beis Yaakov Eshu Beis Yosef Lehova, which Rashi brings at the beginning of this parasha, that Yaakov Avinu was worried when he saw all the Alufim of Esav, how am I going to be able to conquer them? So Rashi quotes the pasuk, Vahoya Beis Yaakov Eshu Beis Esav, who Beis Yosef Lehova, who Beis Esav Lakash, Nitzutz Echad Yosef Mimapuach Shalach HaShesarif Eskulam. Rashi gives a mashal with a pishtani, with a pachami, and the sparks and the bellows of the blacksmith ignite the flax that's on the camel. It's too high, you can't get into the store, and the flax is burnt. That's Esav. Esav is compared to the Kash. What Yosef is the Lehova. Lehova is the same Isis as Bilha. Yosef, who is the Lehova, affects the Bnei Bilha, the lowest of the Shvatim, Don and Naphtali. In fact, we see later at the end of Parshas Vayechi, after Yaakov was Nifter, and the brothers were afraid that Yosef was going to take revenge, who did they ask to go to beg Yosef that Yosef should be meichel them? It says, Vayitzavu as Bnei, Vayitzavu el Yosef Leimar. So Rashi tells us, who were they? Esmi Tzivu Bnei Bilha, Shahi Regila Netzloi, Shanem Avhu Na'ar as Bnei Bilha. Yosef had a special relationship with the Bnei Bilha, with Don and Naphtali. Perhaps because Bilha, we know, was the one that Rachel gave to Yaakov, and that's Chus, she should have a child. Yosef was born, if you think about it, Yosef was born because of Don, because Don is the first child that Bilha has, then she has Naphtali, and then Rachel has Yosef and Binyamin, and that's Chus. So because of Don, Yosef is born, because of Naphtali, Binyamin is born. It's very interesting, Naphtali is the month of Adar, where they traveled in the desert. Naphtali was the 12th Shevet, Adar is the 12th month, and of course Purim is from Binyamin. Binyamin is from Mordechai and Esther come from. So actually, Yosef is sort of makir toiv to the Bnei Bilha, makir toiv to Bilha, because it was because Rachel gave Bilha to Yaakov that Rachel herself bears the children Yosef and Binyamin. So Yosef and Binyamin are certainly connected to Don and Naphtali. But the rest of the Shvatim were mevazeh Don and Naphtali. The rest of the Shvatim didn't go for this kiruv rechayim business. We have to insulate ourselves. We can't go out into the world. We cannot deal with the outside world. We have to stay in the confines of Kedusha. Someone wants to come to us, he'll come to us. Yosef was Makara the Bnei Don. Yosef went out. Yosef, who is Chanukah, has the power to be Makarev. Chanukah is Makarev, Chanukah is not Merachik. No one is distant on Chanukah. Everyone is included. That's the Menorah. The Menorah is made out of Miksha Achazohav Tohar. The Menorah, it says, symbolizes the seven Sugim of Klal Yisrael under the seven Royim. There are seven Royim. The seven shepherds, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David, represent the Shiva Kanei HaMenorah. And it's Miksha Achazohav Tohar. The entire Klal Yisrael is hammered out of one piece of gold. We're all one Neshama. We're all really fused together. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Achdus. Chanukah is the Tikkun of the Chet HaNochash. The Chet HaNochash was the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, began with Lashon Hara. The Nochash speaks Lashon Hara about Hashem. And that's all the Lashon Hara in this world. Speaking against another Yid is speaking against Hashem, because every Yid is a Chelek Elokam Imal. Chanukah is the Tikkun, at least the beginning of the Tikkun of the Chet HaNochash, which will be completed when Mashiach will come. That's why Nochash is the Gematria Mashiach, because Mashiach will be Mesak in the Chet HaNochash. And Nochash is Rosh HaTevis, Ner Shel Chanukah. The Ner Shel Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov that's Makarev, everyone, that we have to see good in every single Yid, and therefore we don't speak Lashon Hara about any single Yid, is a Tikkun for the Chet HaNochash, who was the first to speak Lashon Hara, the first to bring Chet to the world. The Nochash brought Tumah into the world. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Tahara. Timu kol hashmanim, what happens on Chanukah? Tiharu es mikdoshecha. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where they found the Pach Echot Shemen of Tohar. And who is the epitome of Tahara? Yosef HaTzadik. The Pasuk says, V'Yisrael Ahaves Yosef Mikol Bonav Kiven Zekunim Hulay. Says the Baal HaTurim, Zekunim stands for Zeroyim, Kodshim, Noshim, Yeshuais, and Moyeg. Those are five of the Sidrei Mishnah. What happened to the sixth? Where's Taharos? Taharos is not mentioned here. So you could say literally, because Yaakov didn't have time to learn it with Yosef. The Shvatim sold Yosef. And because of that, 22 years Yosef is in Mitzrayim. So Yaakov never was able to learn Seder Taharos with him. Svarim say it's deeper than that. Yosef was Seder Taharos. He's the sixth of the seven Royim. Yosef is the sixth. He's the Midah Hashishas. So Yosef is Taharos. If you take the word Chanukah and you spell it b'miluoy, ches is yud tov, nun vav nun, is equal to Taharos. That's equal to 620. Chanukah is mitzvah number 620. From all the mitzvahs that we have, you have 630 mitzvahs d'oraisa, seven mitzvahs d'rabbanan. The seven mitzvahs d'rabbanan, the last of the seven mitzvahs d'rabbanan is Chanukah, which is mitzvah number 620. The last letter of the Aseres HaDibros, so we have 620 letters in the Aseres HaDibros. The last letter is a chaf soifis, because ner Chanukah shalom l'mayla michaf is puzzle. A chaf soifis in gematria is equal to 500, which is equal to Chanukah mismail. The last letter of the Aseres HaDibros is in the word l're'echa. The concept of Yahavta L'Re'echa Kamoicha. Chanukah, which is the Yontav of Ahavas Yisrael, of Achdus Yisrael, where all the Neiros, every Neshama, which is compared to a Neir, is ignited. Even the lowest Neshamas have a Tikkun on Chanukah. Chanukah, therefore, is the Tikkun of the Chet HaNochash. The Shvatim did not understand Yosef. And Yosef is Taharis, because he, since he is the sixth of the order of the Mishnayos, he had to develop Taharos on his own. Yaakov couldn't learn that with him. That he had to do himself. And that he develops in Mitzrayim. With his Nisyonos, that he passes all the tests, Vayimoein, and he runs out, Vayonas, Vayetze Achutza, as we see in this week's parasha, Yosef becomes Seder Taharos. And that's the Hashlama of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh, Vashisha Sidrei Mishnah. Yosef is the Hashlama. He's Seder Taharos. And the Taharos develops here. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Tahara. The hepech of the tumah, the opposite of the tumah of timul kol hashmana, the hepech of the zuhama that the nachash puts into chava, and the nachash brings tumah to the world, starting with the lashon hara. The tikkun for it is on Chanukah, which is the yomtov of lahalel ulahoydos, lahoydos ulahalel, where we use our mouths, we use the throat, we use the windpipe, as the Arizal says. There's the kone and the veshet. The Bnei Yisoscha is ma'aruch on this in the Yom Chanukah. That the kone is the windpipe and the veshet is the food pipe. So he says the kone is Chanukah, which is the yomtif of Lahoydus Ulahalil. The yomtif was not established that we should eat and feast. If the sudas that we eat on Chanukah, it says in Halacha, sudas or Rishus, there's no chiyuv to feast, there's no chiyuv to be besimcha on Chanukah, although the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says there is a chiyuv of simcha, most Rishonim say not. Purim, on the other hand, is the veshet. Purim is the food pipe, it's the yomtif of eating and drinking and feasting. Chanukah is the kone. The kone is the windpipe, which is connected to the lungs, which is where the breathing takes place, which is the Koyach HaNeshima, which is the Neshama. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of the Neshama. The Yom Tov of the Koneh, Kuf Nun Hei. Koneh is B'gematria B'chof Hei B'Kislev. It's also interesting that the Svarim tell us that on Chanukah there's a revelation of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, and there were 13 Maccabees. Rashi says in Parashas B'Zayis HaBracha, on the Pasuk, Mechatz Masnayim Kamav, U'Mesanov Min Yikumun, that is talking about Chanukah. It's the only time Rashi ever brings down the Yom Tov of Chanukah is in Parshas Bezos HaBrach. And there he says there were 13 Maccabees. And the Gemara tells us that the Yevonim made 13 pirtzais in the Soireg around the Beis HaMikdash, and the Chashmeinoyim were Mesakin Yud Gimel Hishtachavoyos connected Yud Gimel pirtzais that they fenced, those breaches that the Yevonim breached surrounding the Beis HaMikdash. Here we see the number 13. On Chanukah, there's a giloy of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. The last of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim is Venake. Nake is the same letters as Kone, also equal to the word B'chof Hei B'Kislev. That's the famous word from the Arizal. Umi Noisa Kan Kanim Nasa Neis LaShoishanim. He says Noisa Kan Kanim is the two Venake Lo Yenake. If you take out the Nun Kuf, the two Kans from Venake Lo Yenake, you get Yud Kei Vav Kei. He said, because the Nes of Chanukah was Nimshach from the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the name of the Eibishter, which is L'mayla Min HaTeva. Chanukah was a Nes L'mayla Min HaTeva, unlike Purim, which is a Nes V'Derech HaTeva. Yosef is saying the Taharos. Yosef is Tahara. Yosef is Chanukah, and that's why the Torah makes such a big deal about the Lashon Hara of Yosef. B'lashon hara, vayave Yosef as dibosam roi el avihem. It really wasn't lashon hara, because Yosef meant l'shem shamayim. He thought that what he saw, he thought they were doing something wrong, so he went to their father. He didn't go talk about this in the street. He didn't talk about it to anyone else. He went to their father because feeling that he'll be able to misaken them. Yet Yosef is punished because he's in such a high madrega that he has to spend 10 years in jail, a year for every shavit that he spoke lashon hara about. As the pasuk says later on, El mekayim ashasim asirei hamelach asurim. The pasuk says over here asurei, but it's read asirei. So the Baal HaTurim says that there's a yud there because he spoke against the 10 shvatim, not Binyamin, of course, the 10 shvatim. So therefore, he had to be for 10 years in jail, 2 years extra afterwards because he put his betochen in the Sar HaMashkim. But really, he was supposed to be in jail only 10 years because he spoke against the 10 shvatim. Now, so you read it, Mekayim Asher Asirei HaMelech Asurim, but it's written Asurei. Because if you think about it, Yosef might have spoken about all 10, but what he said about them only affected really 6, not 10, because he said that they ate Evim and Achai. So Evim and Achai, he was speaking about all of them. He said that they were Choshen and Arayis, that could have been all of them. But then he said that the older brothers refer to the younger, to the Bnei HaShvachais, as Avadim. That's only 6. It's not all 10. So that's why it says Asirei with a Yud, but it's written Asurei with a Vav. There's the Vav and the Yud, because on the one hand he spoke against 10, but in some of the Lashon Hara that he spoke, it was only 6. But it's amazing, if you add the words Mekayim Asher Asirei HaMelech Asurim, with a Yud, is equal to the words Vayave Yosef Es Dibosom Roi El Avihem. This was the tikkun for Yosef when he was in the jail for 10 years, for that which he slandered the Shvatim. But it wasn't really Lashon Hara, and the biggest raya was that when the Shvatim saw Yosef, it says they had dogs, and they hitched on their dogs, and they said to the dogs, go and get him, because they held that he was a Baal Lashon Hara. And by Lashon Hara it says, La Kelev Tashlicha Yosef, we learn that from that pasuk. It says right afterwards, Laisis Hashem Hashav, that a person who speaks Lashon Hara, Ro'i L'Hashlicha L'Klovim. So they let the dogs loose, but they didn't do anything to him, because Yosef really is not a Baal Lashon Hara. And another raya was that Yosef was put into the pit with the Nachashim. They put Yosef in the pit with the Nachashim, thinking that since he's like the Nachash, and he speaks Lashon Hara, the Nachashim will take care of him. Which they should have realized that didn't happen. They just thought it was because they ended up selling, so nothing happened. They would have kept him longer in the pit, the Nachashim would have got to him. They didn't realize that Yosef is a tzaddik, and tzaddikim cannot be killed by animals. It doesn't happen. You see, throughout Tanakh, throughout our history, an animal will not start up with a tzaddik. That's why they said to Yaakov, Chaya ro acholosu, hoping that Yaakov will think that he was killed by an animal, and therefore he can't be a tzaddik, because if he was a tzaddik, he wouldn't have been killed by an animal, and then Yaakov will forget him. Because if he wasn't really a tzaddik, then Yaakov will realize that Yosef really didn't deserve all the attention, and he didn't deserve to be favored, and he's not saying the taharos. But the Shvatim are wrong. They meant l'shem shamayim, they definitely believed that Yosef was a Rasha, they believed that Yosef was another Esav. They didn't realize, though, that he was Tzitnoi Shel Esav. He's the rival of Esav. And Yosef is Chanukah. Chanukah was the most misunderstood Yom Tov. Chanukah wasn't accepted right away. Because of this, that Chanukah goes on the left and below 10 and affects the outside world, it wasn't easy for the Chachamim even to recognize Chanukah as a Yom Tov. That's why Rabbeinu HaKadosh does not mention Chanukah in the Mishnayos at all. Only a few times in passing, but there's no Mishnah called Chanukah. There's no Mishnayos that discusses Chanukah. It's first mentioned later in the Braisa. Some who say that Rabbeinu HaKadosh had sort of a difficulty with Chanukah, because on Chanukah the Chashmonaim took over the Melucha, which the Ramban says was a Chet, because the Melucha is only to Yehuda, Loyosu Shevet Mehuda, Mechaykik Bein Raglov. The Ramban goes as far as to say that that's why the Chashmonaim all died out. There's no one left from the Chashmonaim. The entire family was killed out, as the Gemara says, by Hordas, because they were Poygem in the Loyosu Shevet Mehuda. They were Chasidei Elyon, he says, but because they took over the Melucha, therefore, that family dies out completely. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah that one of the great moments of Chanukah, one of the great nisim of Chanukah, was Chozra Malchus LeYisrael. Chanukah was the restoration of Malchus, even though it wasn't Malchus based David. Yosef had in him Malchus. The Shvatim felt that he was a rebel, that he's rebelling against Malchus based David. Yosef has the dream. V'hine koma alumosi v'gam nitzava. Koma is begematria b'chafhei b'kislev. Just like Yosef is dreaming about Malchus, not because he's thinking about it, he's not thinking about it at all. They think that this is he's delusional, and he's just fantasizing of ruling over them. That's why he's dreaming about this. And he's a bala chalaimais, and therefore he has to be wiped out, and he has to be annihilated. And they felt that he's a roidev, and he has to be killed. He wants to ruin the whole family and take over the melucha, and the melucha is really supposed to be only for Yehuda, not for anyone else. And in fact, even though what they did was a negative thing, the emes is that later on, who was the one that began the chalukah of Malchus Beis David? Who split it? Who rebelled against Malchus Beis David? It was Yeravim ben Nevat, who was an enikel of Yosef. He did come from Yosef. So the truth is, they did see in Yosef sort of a rebellion against Malchus Beis David, but it wasn't Yosef. It was later Yeravim ben Nevat, which in fact, many say that the reason that they held that Yosef was chayav misa because they felt that they saw Yeravim ben Nevat coming out of Yosef, so they damned him lemisa already then. The same way that many chachamim were upset with the chashmainoyim for taking over the melucha, and therefore Chanuk at the beginning was sort of a controversial yomtiv until it was accepted. The same thing was Yosef. They looked at Yosef as a controversial figure. Yosef wants to take over the melucha. The melucha is only for Malchus Beis David. Yosef has no right. And the interesting thing is the same place where they sold Yosef in this week's parasha, which is in Shechem, is where is Malchus Beis David split. Rashi says, "Vayavai Shechema makoy muchan leperanius sham kilkelu hashvatim sham inu esdina and sham nechlekam Malchus Beis David." Three terrible things happen in Shechem. They sold Yosef there. Malchus Beis David split. And Dina was raped. Dina was taken into captivity in Shechem. However, Shechem ends up being the city in which Yosef takes over. Yosef takes over the city of Shechem, the same city where he was sold from, where he was judged, Lemisa. That's where Malchus Beis David is split later on, but that city belongs to Yosef. That's where Yosef is buried. Shechem is given to Yosef. Yaakov takes it away from the Anshei Shechem, later as we read in Parashas Vayechi, Asher lokachti miyad ha'amori b'charbi uvakashti, and he gives it to Yosef HaTzadik. That's Yosef's reward for burying Yaakov, for working hard to bury Yaakov in the Ma'ariz HaMachpelah later on. And of course, this was the chelik of Yaakov in the Ma'ariz HaMachpelah, the chelik ha'bechayra of Yaakov, which Esav does not have anymore. And Esav tries to prevent that from happening, tries to prevent Yaakov from being buried in the Ma'ariz HaMachpelah. And we know that Yaakov was buried in the Ma'ariz HaMachpelah on Chanukah. On Chanukah, it was revealed that Yaakov is the Bechor, B'ni Bechayri Yisrael, Koy Amar Hashem, B'ni Bechayri Yisrael, Koy is Chav Hei. And Chav Hei, B'Kislev, it's recognized that Klal Yisrael, that we are the Am Hashem, even if we're weak. We say, Giboirim Biyad Chaloshim. The Chashmonoim were Chaloshim physically. The B'nei Don are Nechsholim. Nechsholim is the same letters as Nechloshim. They are Chaloshim. They are weak. Chanukah is for the weak. Chanukah is for the Chaloshim. Chanukah is for the Nechsholim. Chanukah is for those that are affected by Esav. Those that are in the Tkuf of Teves, the longest nights of the year, the Lele Teves or Aruchim. Therefore, the Shvatim have a hard time with understanding Yosef. They see Yosef as a modern person who is not like them. They see Yosef combing his hair. He's Mesalsal Besaira. He seems to be trying to get Yaakov on his side. He's definitely dreaming and fantasizing that he's going to rule over them. They viewed Yosef's chalaimos as utter nonsense. And they called him the Baal HaChalaimos. But the truth is, that's what he was. He was a Baal HaChalaim. As the Gemara says, a Chalaim is 1/60th of prophecy. Yosef's Chalaimos were Nevuah. And Yosef had the ability to decipher Chalaimos. Yosef was a Poiser Chalaimos, which is Ruach HaKodesh. One has to be a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, one has to be a Navi in order to be a Poiser Chalaimos. Yosef's Chalaimos were Nevuah of La'os, what's going to happen in the future. Chanukah is compared to a Chalaim, because Chanukah is a ha'ora of la'osid lovi. It's a taste of the future, of the world of eight. Mashiach comes. Mashiach is called the pirates. Mashiach breaks through all the barriers. Mashiach will go into the outside world. Mashiach will affect the left side. Mashiach will be misakin all the neshamos. Uvo ha'ovdim is b'gematria Chanukah. Uvo ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur v'hanidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim v'hishtachavu la'Hashem b'harakodesh b'Yerushalayim. Even the nidachim and the ovdim, those that are affected by the outside world, those that are affected by Esav, those that are on the left side, the B'nai Dun have a tikkun on Chanukah. Their complete tikkun will be when Mashiach will come. Chanukah is a taste of the future, like a dream is a taste of what's coming. It's a dream is a he'ora, it's a nevuah, it's a taste, it's not a real nevuah. Nevuah is a clear prophecy. A chaloim is a nevuah beremez. Chanukah is a remez to the Yemois HaMashiach de la'osid. When Yosef has the dream, they say to him, Mo ha'chaloim hazeh, ha'chaloim is the gematria Chanukah. Yosef is the Baal HaChaloimos. Yosef is the master of dreams. His dreams are prophecy, and he has the ability to decipher dreams. The emes is that our life in this world is a dream. It's a dream. It's like one. It's one long dream, one short dream. Kachaloim yauf, as we say on Rosh Hashanah. A person could either turn it into a nightmare. His life can end up being a nightmare, or it could be a sweet dream. We say b'shuv Hashem es shivas tzion hayinu kechaylamim. When Mashiach comes, we're going to realize that it was all a dream. And the dream was preparation for the osid. Life in this world, just like a dream, is a preparation, a real dream, which is echad mishishim benavua. Most of our dreams are taka utter nonsense because it's what you think about during the day. But the dream of a Yosef HaTzadik, and even the dreams of the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Ha'ifim at the end of this week's parasha, Yosef ends up going to Mitzrayim because of his dreams. He ends up getting out of the dungeon because of the dreams of the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Ha'ifim, and because of the dreams of Paray. Yosef's life is surrounded by dreams. He's the Baal HaChaloimos. He really is the Baal HaChaloimos. Whatever they say about Yosef ends up being true in the positive sense. He's a master over his Chaloimos. Vehu na'ar es b'nei vilha. Na'ar, which could mean being youthful. Na'ar also is the same shorish as ne'or, which means to wake up. Vehu na'ar es b'nei vilha. Yosef wakes up the b'nei vilha. Chanukah awakens the lowest, the neshamas that are not awakened on Rosh Hashanah. Chanukah has the effect, v'yireini ke'ish ashe ye'or mishenosai, ki ne'or mima'ayin kotroi. Vehu na'ar es b'nei vilha. Yosef wakes up the b'nei vilha. He wakes up the b'nei don. He's not only makarav them. He's not makarav himself to them. He's makarav them to him. Makarav on the Torah. One has to be careful when one is Isaac and Kirav Rechaikim to be makarav the Rechaikim to the Torah, not chas v'shalom the Torah to them. We don't compromise. Yosef vehu na'ar. He awakens the b'nei vilha. He's makarav them and he awakens them. And what he really is doing is awakening the spark that exists in the neshama of every single yid. Every yid really has five parts to his neshama: nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. These are the five parts of the neshama, as it says in the Medrash, and it's elaborated in Sifrei Chassid, the Sifrei Kabbalah. On Chanukah, all these five levels are revealed, like on Yom Kippur. That's what we daven five times on Yom Kippur. And Chanukah is the fifth yomtiv, the yomtiv of Hoy. We have Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Purim, and Chanukah. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, yechida, chaya, yechida, is begamatria lamed vav neiros shel Chanukah. The lamed vav neiros shel Chanukah have the ability of awakening all the five levels of the neshama. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. Yechida, especially the fifth level, which is the level that Mashiach is going to reveal in all of us. Mashiach, it says, is the yechida sheba nefesh, the fifth level. Es bincha, es yechidacha, as we say by the Akedah, es yechidacha is begamatria melech HaMashiach. That we get a taste on Chanukah. That's why even Jews that don't keep Shabbos have no affiliation to Yiddishkeit at all. For some reason, on Chanukah they have an affiliation. Whether it's the Sufganiyot, whether it's their electric menorah, it could be utter nonsense, but there's something there that awakens them. That awakens them on Chanukah. The Nitzitz HaYahad, this is awakened on the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is for them, for the Nechsholim, for the lowest levels, for the B'nai Dun. And the lower one is the Chanukah goes down into the dumps in order to bring up the lowest neshamas, which no other Yom Tov has the ability to do. The Shvatim could not do what Yosef did. They didn't understand him because they couldn't do it. They could not go into the outside world. Their Nisoyin was not to go down into Mitzrayim because they wouldn't have been able to pass. He's the only one that's called Tzaddik. We don't say Ruvain HaTzaddik, although they're all Tzaddikim. He's Yosef HaTzaddik. He passes the test. He goes down. That was the day when Eishes Paitifar almost gets him. That day was the lowest day of the year. Kihayoyim, Yoyim Chof Hei. It was December 25th. It was the lowest day of the year. The Pinchas Koritz said that the first Chanukah fell out exactly on the longest night of the year associated with Nittel. He said, because Chanukah affects the Yoyim Chof Hei of their holiday. The lowest day of the year. That's why it says Yosef wasn't learning, he was being Isaac and Cheshbonos by Hasidim, and even by others, Chassam Soif, they have a minhag not to learn Nitl Mach. They don't learn on the 25th of December because the Tum is so great. The Pasuk says here, Vayovei Habayis Alasis Malach, but Yosef went to do Malacha. Uncle says he went to take care of the Cheshbonos. He was the financial advisor of Potiphar. He was his accountant or his bookkeeper, and he was taking care of all the books. And everyone else, where was everyone else? They went to church that day. It was Kratzmach, it was Yom Chav Hei. Ki HaYom HaZeh, and that's when she tries to get him, and she almost gets him. But Vayimoein, and here's where he becomes Yosef HaTzadik. He becomes Yosef HaTzadik on the lowest day of the year. That's when he's Nis'ala to the greatest heights. Here's where he becomes Seder Taharos. Here's where he becomes Chanukah. In the lowest time, when a person thinks he reaches the lowest point in his life, it's sometimes when a person falls so low that, and he was Mizgaber, that's where he reaches the greatest Aliyah. That's the whole purpose and the whole mission why he was sent to this world. Yosef becomes HaTzadik, Dafkan Vayihika Yom HaZeh, when the whole Mitzrayim is in the base of the Zorah, and the only one in the house with him is Eshes Potiphar. And by Yemoein, as it says, Vayar Yosef Mara Oviv Negdoi, by Yemoein is Rosh HaTevis, Vayar Yosef Mara Oviv Negdoi. And he sees the image of Yaakov, who tells him that if Chas V'Shalom he sins with her, he will be erased. He will not be one of the Shiftei Kor. And then the Shvatim will get their wish. The Shvatim want that Yosef should be forgotten. Sahamashkim forgets him. V'loizocha Sahamashkim is Yosef, v'yishkochehu. The Yevonim lahashkicham Torasecha. The Yevonim wanted to make Klal Yisrael forgotten. Shikcha. Chanukah is the Yomtiv that we were remembered. Chanukah is the Shemen Zayis, which is the school for the Zikorim. Yosef is never forgotten. Vayomoein lehisnachem. Yaakov tries to console himself and he can't. And Rashi says, why not? Because a live person you cannot forget about. Even if you think he's dead, but if he's really alive, you can't forget about him. Yosef is still alive. Not just physically. He's alive spiritually. He's a tzaddik. On the contrary, he's becoming more and more of a tzaddik every day. So that's why not only Yaakov is not forgetting him, every day Yaakov is thinking more and more and more about him. He doesn't realize it's because Yosef is being elevated every day higher and higher at the greater levels of Kedusha. Yosef cannot be forgotten. A live person cannot be forgotten. Am Yisrael Chai, Klal Yisrael cannot be forgotten. And Chanukah is the yomtiv that proves that. The Yevonim wanted the Hashkicham Torah. They wanted us to forget the Torah. Forgetting the Torah means to forget that we're a Yid. Forgetting that we're a Yid means forgetting our entire existence. That the existence of Klal Yisrael should not exist. It cannot happen. There's a Haftacha. Ki lo yishachach mipi zarei. Chanukah was the kiyum of that Haftacha. And as we see today clearly what's going on in the world now, and the Russia of today, Yemach Shemai V'zichrei, may he have his Mapala on Chanukah. It's interesting that Poras in the Torah is called Tiras in Parshas Noach. Uvenei Yavon Goymeru Mogai Gumodai V'Yavon V'Suva L'Meshach V'Siras. Says Rashi, Tiras is Poras. Tiras is B'Gematria V'Tzivonu L'Habit Ner Chanukah. Perhaps it's a remez that Chanukah is the Yomtah for the Mapala of Tiras, for the Mapala of Poras, for the Mapala of all the Sinai Yisrael. Non-Jewish and Lahavdil, even Jewish. The Messiavnim, the Hellenists, in the time of Chanukah, had their Mapala on Chanukah too. Zaydim biyad oiske soyrosecha. Zaydim refers to the Yidin who were Mezidim, the Yidin that joined the Yevonim, the Messiavnim, they had their Mapala on Chanukah as well. We read this with Yosef. We see Yosef was sold over and over again, Yishma'elim and Midyonim and Medonim and Soicharim, including his own brothers. That means Klal Yisrael is going to go through Goliath among Goyim and among Yidin, because Yosef represents Klal Yisrael here, who was sold into slavery, one exile to the next, including exile among our own. It's all included here in the Mechira of Yosef. And specifically the Yishma'elim are the ones that I mentioned over and over here again. The Yishma'elim, which is the Golos that we're in now. Yishmael, who's trying to prevent us from getting to Yerushalayim. Yishmael, who's trying to prevent us from entering the Beis HaMikdash, who built and built a mask on the Makom HaMikdash, which is the place where the Chanukah story occurred. The Neir Chanukah, the Neis of Chanukah, happened in Yerushalayim, it happened in the Beis HaMikdash, on the Makom HaMikdash, where the Akedah took place. As Sfarim say, there's a remnant to it by the Akedah. It says, Ba'ani v'hana'ar neilecha ad koi. Koi is chof hei. Chof hei b'kislev. What does Chanukah have to do with the Akedah? Avraham designates Har HaMoriah by the Akedah as the future Makom HaMikdash. And that's the future, that's the place where Chanukah occurs. And what does Avraham say to Shvulachem Payim Achamor, Am Hadoim Al Achamor, the Ishmaelim Achamorim. Chanukah, there's a certain shtolz, a certain pride that Klal Yisrael has. On Chanukah, we have this pride that we know even if we are the Ma'at, we are the smallest of all the nations, we are the weakest. But Chanukah is the Yom Tov when Hashem delivered the Rabban Biyad Ma'atim, the Tveim Biyad Tehoyim, the Rishoyim Biyad Tzadikim, the Giboyim Biyad Chaloshim. Size doesn't matter, multitude doesn't matter. We are the Am Hashem and the Am HaNifcha, and we will never be forgotten. The Shvatim try to make Yosef a forgotten person. The Sahamashkim forgets him on purpose, but Yosef is never forgotten. Next week, Vayhimi Kes Shnosayim Yomim, Yosef comes out of the jail, Yosef comes out of his incarceration, Yosef is remembered, Yosef becomes the ruler over Mitzrayim. Those who try to make Klal Yisrael forgotten, all they're doing is just bringing us a step closer to the time when Klal Yisrael will be revealed as the Am HaNifcher with the Malchus of Mashiach, with Malach HaMashiach ruling over the world, with the entire world recognizing that Klal Yisrael is the chosen, that we are the chosen people and we will never be forgotten. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where we get a taste of the future. Parshas Vayeshev, the Medrash says, is a very sad parsha. The Shvatim are busy selling Yosef. It says Yosef is busy with his sackcloth fasting because he knows his father is lamenting and mourning over him. Yaakov is busy fasting and crying and lamenting over the loss of Yosef. Yehuda says he's busy with his sack and tannis because he lost his children this week's parsha, Aaron Oinon. And Reuven is Osuf Pesakoi V'Tanisoi because of the Maisa with Bilbo Yitzuei Aviv. We see Reuven is doing tshuva. And then Shvatim are busy trying to sell Yosef. And then afterwards they have Charad. Everyone's in a very bad mood in this parasha. Everyone's sad. The Medrash says, and what's Hashem doing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oisek Hu Boirei Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. That's what's happening in this parasha. Through all these tragedies, what's really happening behind the scenes is the Eibush is preparing Mashiach. Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, Yehuda goes down in this parasha, Vayered Yehuda me'es Echov, and out of that Peretz is born, the Poyreds, Peretz is Mashiach, Mashiach comes from Peretz. Yosef goes down in this parasha, and we have Mashiach ben Yosef, the two Mashiachs begin in this parasha, they start sprouting in this parasha, the Eibush is preparing behind the scenes, the Oyrei Shal Melech HaMashiach. It looks like it's a sad parasha, but the goal is Vayeshev. Vayeshev means to settle, his Yashvas, tranquility. The goal is to come to the peace and the tranquility of La'asad Lavoi. The same thing today. We look around the world, we see today a lot of sadness, a lot of tragedies, a lot of very, very scary things happening, and threats, and terrorism, v'chulu, etc. But what's the Eibushter doing now? The Eibushter is being Boirei Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. The stage is being set, and we're going to see the Ma'apala of Yishmael very shortly on the rise of Yosef. And the Hashlama to Chanukah. Chanukah is just the beginning, the taste of the future. We should be zeichet through the Abadi Yom Tov of Chanukah to the actual Oiroi of the Menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. May we be zeichet to it immediately. Right.